Well, thank you, everybody, for that BC welcome. And thank you, Kennedy, for that great introduction. It is wonderful to be back in Vancouver with our incredible team of new Democrat candidates and members of Parliament. I'm seeing so many friends out here. I just want to come and hug you all. You know, these are new Democrats who are going to bring real change to Ottawa. Friends, do you think it's time that Ottawa was fixed? Yeah! Do you think it's time for leadership you can trust? Yeah! Can you feel the winds of change blowing? Well, I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. Spring is here. The Canucks are going all the way. And the winds of change are blowing across this great country of ours. You can feel it. They're blowing in from British Columbia, from Alberta and Saskatchewan, through Manitoba and Ontario. They're coming in from Atlantic Canada, from the great north of our country. And my friends, the winds of change are even blowing in Quebec. Je sens le vent de changement souffler, mes amis. Il souffle en partant de la Colombie-Britannique, d'Alberta, la Saskatchewan, en passant par Manitoba, l'Ontario et le Canada Atlantique, puis le grand nord de notre pays. Et ce vent de changement souffle aussi très fort sur le Québec. You know, friends, everywhere I've been, Canadians are turning away from the same old scandals, the tired old debates. Everywhere I've been, Canadians are turning towards a better choice, towards leadership they can trust, and a vision of Canada where families come first and nobody is left behind. It's a vision of Canada that brings people together. Isn't that the way it should be? Partout où je me suis rendu, les Canadiens veulent pouvoir faire un meilleur choix. Et ils se tournent vers un leadership digne de confiance, vers une vision du Canada où les familles passent en premier, où personne n'est laissé pour compte, laissé tomber. C'est une vision de gens qui rassemblent les gens. On dit au Québec, toujours travaillons ensemble. Because you know, my friends, for too long, Ottawa has put families at the end of the line. For too long, we've seen leaders promising to clean up the scandals, but they just replace them of scandals of their own. For too long, we've had leaders who would rather divide Canadians than bring them together. And maybe worse than that, for too long your leaders have said one thing and done another, like Stephen Harper, who promised to make your life more affordable, and then he brought in the HST in the middle of a recession. But what's worse than that is that for far too long, leaders have told you that it has to be this way. That there's no other alternative, that this is the best you can do, that you have no choice for real change. Well, in this election, Canadians are saying that's wrong. We do have a choice. We can make change. In fact, that it is time for change. I got the feeling you're a little bit enthusiastic to get out there and make that change happen. Why is that? Well, my friends, We live in the greatest country in the world. A country that was built through hard work and determination and the rock-solid belief that if we stick together, there is no challenge we cannot overcome. It's the Canadian way. It's how the seniors here amongst us and back at home built this country, and it's time they were able to live in dignity and respect in their senior years. It's time for Ottawa to live up to that Canadian spirit. That's been the problem. We can do better. It doesn't have to be this way. In this election, we do have a choice. And on the campaign trail, I've met Canadians from all walks of life who simply say, Ottawa's broken. It's time to fix it. We want to see something better coming out of Ottawa. Here in BC, I've met patients who are waiting for surgery or for health care. I've met parents who worry about how they're going to pay the bills at the end of the month or save for the future. I've met hardworking Canadians who are struggling just to keep from falling behind, sometimes with two and three jobs, if they're lucky enough to have a job at all. Stories from everyday people who aren't looking to Ottawa to fix absolutely everything, but they want practical solutions that will give their family a break. And they want leadership that they can trust to do that. And they want leadership that will bring Canadians together around that project. Rural and urban, young and old, Aboriginal and immigrant, men and women, all of us working together to build a better Canada. Well, that is exactly what New Democrats are going to do, isn't it? Now, the old parties are spending these last days on the attack. Attack ads and you name it. They're hoping to drown out the voices for change across Canada. Well, in the final days of this campaign, New Democrats will launch a few attacks of our own. We will attack poverty. I will attack health wait lists and improve patient care, including right here in BC. Because never again should patients be cared for in coffee shops. I will kickstart job creation and cut small business taxes instead of taxes for the banks. And I will help the family budget by putting a cap on credit card rates and taking the tax off home heating. And I will tackle the crisis in retirement security with pension reform that we so strongly need. And we're going to attack climate change as well. We're going to attack the scandals by cleaning them up in Ottawa. And my friends, when you vote to scrap the HST in June, I won't punish British Columbians by making you pay $1.6 billion to Ottawa. This is money that has already been invested in doctors and teachers. Money that Stephen Harper is holding over your head as British Columbians have their democratic say on the HST. And that's wrong. So my friends, this is my promise to you in this campaign. It's a simple but important one. Starting Tuesday morning, I'll roll my sleeves up. I've already got them rolled up. I'm going to get down to work with my new team in the House of Commons. And we're going to work to give your family a break. I promise you leadership that you can trust. But now, my friends, in these last few days, almost last few hours, bringing change to Ottawa isn't up to me. It's up to you. Change in Ottawa cannot happen without BC. It starts with a vote. Your vote. So are each and every one of you going to ensure that you're there voting on May the 2nd? Are you going to mark your vote for change? Mes amis, dans les jours qui viennent, ce n'est pas à moi de prendre la décision de changer les choses à Ottawa. C'est une décision qui vous appartient. Et le changement ne pourrait pas se faire à Ottawa sans Colombie-Britannique. Ça commence par un vote. Votre vote. Le 2 mai prochain, j'ai besoin que vous soyez présents. Est-ce que vous serez présents? Pour le changement? Excellent. But I need you to do more. I need you to convince friends and family. And I need you. It's already done, I hear. Well, then now you can go to the neighbors. You can go to your co-workers. We keep going till you get all of them. And then you've got to get them out to the polls. We can't leave a single thing to chance here, folks. We've got a wonderful opportunity. Canadians are responding to what we have to say like never before. They are saying that change, the time for change has come, that we're going to fix Ottawa, that we're going to put families first. And you can send a very powerful message on May 2nd. A very powerful message. Together we can do this. In this election, we do have a choice. We can choose more doctors and nurses. We can choose stronger pensions. We can choose to give small business a break and kickstart job creation. We can choose a cleaner and sustainable Canada for future generations. Together, together, my friends, together, ensemble, we can choose to bring change to Ottawa. Canadians are looking for action from us, and we're inviting all Canadians to join us. We're inviting all the people of British Columbia to join us in this project because they want to see action, and that's what we're going to give them right from day one. Well, you know where I stand. You know I'm a fighter, and I won't stop until the job is done. Now let's go out there. Let's go out there and make change happen. Thank you all very much. Merci beaucoup.